At 6:06, it is fair, 60 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 78. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The Arkansas River Task Force details how to pay for and maintain a series of low-water dams for the Tulsa area. Matt Trotter reports this morning it's not as easy as just add water.
Creating an entity similar to Tulsa's Stadium Trust could work. Funding from sales tax would have to be approved by voters, while special assessment districts could be created by each participating city's government. Vic Vreeland handles government affairs for Creek Nation. He says there's one wrinkle in the plan.
Riverwalk on the Jinx side is not in tribal trust, but the casino on the Tulsa side is in tribal trust. So there's no, it's when it's in tribal trust, there's no taxation there as far as ad valorem tax or sales tax.
The Creeks could contribute payments in lieu of taxes based on what tribal land would generate if it could be taxed. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Ground will be broken today for construction of a new Tulsa County Law Enforcement Training Center. Undersheriff Tim Albin says the concept for a regional facility to train Tulsa deputies, but it could also be used for smaller jurisdictions.
Our goal is for a young deputy that maybe is in Pottawatomie County that never gets the opportunity to go to a 2 or 3 day school because his agency doesn't have those funds. He can come up here, he can stay in our facility, we can take care of him while he's here, and he can gain some skills that perhaps will save his life or the life of one of his citizens.
Construction on the 66th Street North facility is expected to take 18 to 24 months. The Amber Alert for a missing 5-year-old girl out of Kingfisher County has now been canceled. The child was found in Woodland, Texas. That's near the New Mexico border southwest of Lubbock. She is in good shape this morning. The Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma sees its largest ever increase. It provided over 17 million meals. But the 21% increase from last year still does not meet the need. Executive Director Eileen Bradshaw says while the increase is significant, it's also very sad.
Even though we have this 21% increase in distribution, we know that we're still actually not meeting all of the need in our service area. We have 24 counties in eastern Oklahoma, and we know that we're still not able to establish food security.
Bradshaw says the food bank provided over 20 million pounds of food. Tulsa firefighters spending the morning dealing with a big blaze in an industrial area. The fire is between Sheridan and Memorial on 46th Place. So far, no injuries have been reported. Firefighters still on the scene at this hour. If you see smoke coming from the ground in Broken Arrow, it is not a seismic event. The city of Broken Arrow will soon begin smoke tests of its sewer system. Broken Arrow spokeswoman Krista Flash says rainwater in the sewer can cause some big problems.
What happens is whatever enters our sewer system, that material is sent to the wastewater treatment facilities. It's very expensive to treat rainwater. It's unnecessary.
Residents will be notified before the tests begin in their area. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says a new state law could affect people who are applying for gun license this year. The Bureau's Jessica Brown says the law going into effect in November modifies the state's Self-Defense Act. She says that makes certificates expire after 3 years. Previously, they did not expire.
There is no grandfather clause. If you took the course November 1st of 2011, as of this November 1st, it will be expired.
The OSBI says nearly 200,000 Oklahomans are licensed to carry a firearm. Meanwhile, a woman is shot overnight in Tulsa. It happened near 46th Street North in Hartford. Police do not believe she was the intended target, but instead caught a stray bullet. Our weather forecast, the UV index will be moderate today. Patchy fog this morning, staying cloudy. A high of 78. Tonight, partly clear and 62. Now, at 6:10, it is fair and 60. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.